I want to begin tonight by reading from Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 24 and continuing through verse 27. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But let everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Here we have the story of two builders. And these two builders had two completely different ideas of how to build a house. One builder depended upon a weaker surface for his foundation, perhaps because it is much easier to dig in the sand than it is to dig down into rock. Or perhaps because he wanted his sand by the water so he could have a beautiful surrounding. The other builder builds his house on a much stronger foundation, on the foundation of a rock. He knows that the rock will provide a sturdy protection when the winds and the rains come. Perhaps the sturdiness of his house was more important to him than its beauty. For whatever reasons, these two builders had a much different idea of how to build their house. And you know, we see the same things happening today all across our country. We have people who will build on the strong foundation of a solid rock, and yet we also have those who will build their house with a foundation that is on the sand. You know, we've all seen the videos that come out of California when the rains come on the coast of California, and we see houses slipping into the ocean because they were built upon sand, which was a weak foundation. You know, I remember when we built our house in Alabama, they had to dig with chisels to get deep enough to build a foundation for our house because it was on a rock. It was such hard, hard ground. In fact, our neighbors across the street, when they wanted to put in a swimming pool, they actually had to use explosives to get the rock out of the way so they could dig their swimming pool. Now, our house happened to sit on one of the highest points in the county that we lived in. It's actually also one of the highest points in the state of Alabama. And it was founded on a solid foundation. Not all houses are built to stand. And you know, in a similar thought, we do the very same thing with our lives, don't we, from day to day. We have, when it comes to our spiritual lives, and us in this room in particular, we like to be safe and sure of what we build our spiritual foundation on. While others will gamble their souls on lifestyles that are dangerous, lifestyles that are destructive to the soul. So tonight I want us to take a look at these two builders. And I want us to parallel that with our lives as we build our spiritual lives each day and compare them and the different ways which we build physically and how we build spiritually in our lives. First of all, let's talk about the man who built his house upon a rock. Jesus referred to him as a wise builder. Now, the house here represents really what one does with his life. You see, there is a point that we have, a time point that we have to build our house. Life is not long. Our life is short compared to other things in this life. James tells us in James 4, verses 13 and 14, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, We will go into such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. So James is trying to tell us we're limited in our time that we have to build our house. And the greatest thing about every house that is ever built in a physical way is the foundation. Now we are told from a spiritual standpoint that the foundation, the cornerstone of our spiritual foundation, is Jesus Christ. And the apostles built upon that cornerstone, and we are to build upon that. So we know that as a Christian, our foundation should be solid and strong. But yet we have to build upon that foundation for our Christianity to be solid and strong. Now David, he explained it like this in Psalm 90 and verse 10. He said, the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. So no matter how we build our house, no matter what kind of effort we put into our spiritual lives or our lives here upon this earth, it comes to an end. I also like the words of Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1. He said, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. The wise man, he built his house upon a rock. A good foundation. A massive bedrock. You know, sometimes when we think of that rock, we almost always think about the Rock of Gibraltar. We all know about the Rock of Gibraltar. You know, it's an advertisement for an insurance company, and they show the picture of that rock. And they're trying to tell you, boy, we are something that you can stand on. We are something that is strong, that is secure, that is safe. Jesus offers us that kind of rock, that kind of foundation, that we know we can stand on it. You know, the wise man built his house like this. His house was cut from the fine stone and wedged together. It was sealed with mud and straw. It had a layer of plastic, probably because in those days, that's how they built houses. They built houses to last. This builder was not self-destructive. He took the time to do things the right way. You know, we find today as Christians, Jesus is our rock. He is the foundation that we need to build on. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now what Paul is saying here, no one could have done this better. And we have people all over the world today, even from that time to now, who think they build a better spiritual foundation than Jesus Christ. Well, Paul is telling them, you can't do it. It is impossible for you to build a foundation that is stronger than that which Jesus Christ has laid. So if we want to last spiritually, we have got to build upon that good, solid foundation. Jesus said in John 15 and verse 4, he said, you need to abide in me. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides with the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Now he's using another parallel here. He's using that of the vine and the branches. What happens when you cut a branch from a vine? It dies because it has lost its source of energy and food and supplication. So we must build our house on a strong rock, just as we must attach ourselves to the vine. If we want to build like the wise builder did, build our house upon the rock. And the foolish man, instead, he built his house upon the sand. And again, I want to remind everyone here, we are all building. We may not be building on the right thing, But we are all building on something. Even if someone says, well, I'm not going to do anything, I'm not going to get involved with the work of the church, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to do absolutely nothing. Believe it or not, my friend, you are building. You're building on of some life of some kind. Now, the foolish man, he didn't give much thought to what he was building on. The foolish builder does not think about his life when he thinks about it spiritually. He is like the one Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. That person is tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. In other words, he doesn't have something solid. He doesn't have something sure. He doesn't have something that's going to stay in its place. It's simply tossed around. Or maybe what James says, and James says about the same thing in James chapter 1 and verse 6. He is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Now, I don't know how many boaters we have in here, but if we have boaters in here and you get out on the water and all of a sudden you hit a current that is stronger than your boat is capable of handling, you're going to go in the same direction of that current regardless of whether you want to or not. That's what happens when you put yourself in a situation where that foundation is not keeping you still. And you're tossed and you're driven by the wave like the wave in the sea. Jesus refers to someone like this as being a sheep without a shepherd. You have no one to hold you in place. You have no one to keep you safe and to keep you secure. And we need to know that without God, we are destined to fail. Without God, we will fail because we can't do this by ourselves. David said in Psalm 14 and verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works, and there is none who does good. In other words, again, he's looking at us and he's saying, you can't do this alone. You need help because what you will be corrupted. Jeremiah puts it like this, Jeremiah 10, verse 23. Oh Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Why? Because sometimes, folks, we don't know where we're going. And we know we're going somewhere, but we don't know what the end will be. Well, if you're not walking with God, you know where your end will be. It will be in the wrong direction. It is obvious the foolish man did not know what he was doing. Either that or he didn't care about how he was building. He had a bad foundation, that which was on the sand. Sand is a horrible foundation because it moves so much. Those who like to go to the beach, I know in younger years you wanted to go to the beach and build that castle. And I have seen, and you go Google sandcastles. You will see some of the most beautiful, elaborate castles made of sand that you have ever seen in your life. And with one wave of the water, it's gone. Water can get in, it will erode the whole structure, and the house will eventually collapse. What happens to us? Sin comes into our lives, takes a hold of our foundation, and our lives collapse. There is no better foundation than Jesus Christ, because any other foundation will destroy us. Many people like to look to their own heart for things. Solomon mentioned this, Proverbs 28, verse 26. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool. But whoever walks wisely will be delivered. What about looking at your wealth for your foundation in life? Well, the psalmist answers this in Psalm 49, verse 6 and 7. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in their multitude of riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. We can't help one another. We can't help ourselves if we trust in ourselves and refuse to trust in God. Well, what about building your foundation upon other men? other people who may tell you a better way. And we have a lot of them out there that try to tell you a better way to live your life, even in a spiritual way. Well, let's go to the psalmist again. Psalm 62, beginning with verse 9. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Let's go back to James. What did James say life is like? It's like a vapor. It does not work. It does not last. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. They do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them, because they do not last. Some people make it a point to save the first dollar they ever made. I don't know if anybody in here ever did that or not. I did not. My first dollar went to the store as quick as I could get it there. You know what you have when you save that first dollar? You have a dollar. And if you did it younger in life, folks, you don't even have a dollar. You have just a few cents. It doesn't last. We need to pay attention to the authority of Jesus Christ. Listen to Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 and 29. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as of the scribes. Now what the scribes had witnessed that day and what the people had witnessed that day was words coming from the rock. Strong words. Secure words. Safe words. Words that you can stand on. Words that you can put your life on. Because they come from Jesus Christ. Jesus has the authority to move us in the right direction and to stand us on that rock. And we must be willing to do that with him. You know, he in a prayer that he made in John 17, Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many you have given him. Jesus is saying, you have given me the authority to be the rock. I am going to be that rock. Help other people to stand on this rock and be strong and be secure. Paul, he says this same thing in a very beautiful way. I want to read this from Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In other words, we live for that rock. We live to be on that foundation. You and I today, if we are going to live spiritually, we are going to have to live on the foundation of Jesus Christ our Lord. God has given him the authority to do that, and he has given us the command to live upon that rock. This story teaches us how to build. The wise men understood how to build a house. He built his house on a rock. The foolish man did not understand. Well, maybe he did understand, but chose to go the other way, and he built his house upon the sand. Today, my friends, before you leave this building, you're going to make a decision in your life as to what you are going to build on. You're either going to build on the rock or you're going to build on the sand. The answer is, we build our house on the Lord Jesus Christ. It must be that way for us to live, period. Today, if you are not a Christian, you need to obey him. You need to give your life to him. Set your foot upon that rock. You will be strong. You will be safe. You will be secure. Christian, it may be that you have stepped away from the rock of Jesus Christ. He is imploring you to come back and put your foot back on that solid foundation of his rock. And we want to give you that opportunity to do that tonight. If you need to respond, please come while we stand to sing the song.